It's a scam. You understand this? Okay, where are we going from here? A lot of stuff. You know, there's a clip from Hunter Biden from Fox. I'm not even going to play it. It's Fox is all about, they love it. You know, it's a little circle jerk they have going. Fox owned by Murdoch. New York Post owned by Murdoch. So Fox reports on the New York Post stories, right? The New York Post reports on Fox, and Murdoch continues to get richer. You don't think Murdoch is going to give Ghislaine Maxwell any serious fucking print or any serious ink or airtime, do you? He was friends with her father, Robert Maxwell. They were both newspaper publishers back in the day when I was, well, that was actually a little bit before I was in the New York market. I'm not that old. But you had Robert Maxwell running the Daily News before he ran it into the ground in New York. And you had Murdoch at the New York Post and other newspapers. And they're friends. Neither of them were born in the United States. Just pointing that out. And here we are. You don't actually think that Murdoch is going to drop the fucking hammer on Ghislaine Maxwell. Who literally grew up tugging at fucking Murdoch suit coats at these functions and things that he was at with Robert Maxwell, do you? They all know each other. Wake the fuck up. That's why you haven't seen any coverage of this, any extended coverage of this on Fox. It's pretty basic. Not to mention that I bet a lot of Murdoch's buddies are implicated. So the news that you are getting is intentionally put out there to make sure it doesn't mention them. But anyway, folks, I digress. Another video. What do we got? We started out, you know, that Dr. Jill Biden was reading a book at the White House, a Christmas book. That was the opening video. I don't think it's actually legitimate. The kid yelled out, shut the fuck up. But it's damn funny, nonetheless. And so I'll go for the laugh because it was funny. That's what somebody should have yelled to her. She thinks she's Dr. Seuss all of a sudden. Stop it. You should write a kid's book. Well, Escaping Joe, Marked Safe from Joe would be a good.
I need a drink.
A good book. Should be the new national anthem. Lunatic Fringe. Let's see what the Young Bucks have cooked up for. Headline, federal government is scheduled to run out of money in 3 days or 4 days. Federal government will run out of money on Friday amid a jammed Senate schedule in December that may further delay the passage of the $1.9 trillion dollar reconciliation package into next year, of course. There's no better time to pass a $1.9 trillion reconciliation package than using an emergency excuse that the government's going to run out of money. I don't fucking care if the government runs out of money. I don't give a shit. I say let it run out of fucking money. But that's just me. Who's going to pay for my Cadillac, Payne? Who's going to collect my welfare check? Along with funding the government in December, The Democrat-controlled Senate must raise the debt ceiling before December 15th and pass a National Defense Authorization Act. It's a real piece of shit, the NDAA. But they'll pass it. How many times have we seen this Potomac two-step bullshit about raising the debt level? Oh, we can't raise the debt ceiling. There's too much debt. We're going to work. We're going to pretend like we're working and into the wee hours of the morning to come to a conclusion. Oh, the conclusion is we're just going to fuck you again. You could have a playbook. I've been watching this and covering this for decades. And it's just a fucking playbook. So, rinse and repeat like a shampoo bottle. And they always have these little excuses of things that are going on. They make it seem like it's different.
Well, there's a clogged Senate schedule. That's what's going
on. Oh, yeah. Okay.
The clogged Senate schedule could cause a delay. The government's going to run out of money. The sky's falling. We're all going to die.
We're all going to die anyway. Who gives a fuck about the debt ceiling? Anyway, gang, let me think about it. Aren't we all going to die of COVID? That's what Fauci's saying. We're all going to die, so. That would seem to take a priority more than a debt ceiling, but not to these criminals. And then what do they always say?
Well, we only have a couple days, and we're just coming off vacation.
Such bullshit.
So let's kick the can down the road and we'll unveil like a stopgap measure where we can temporarily fund things, you know, until we get formal approval from the Senate.
Every fucking time. Every time. What the fuck is going on with this music tonight? I like it, actually. I like this one better. It's so true.
That's life. Yeah.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
Bend over, motherfuckers, cause you gonna pay.
He's on tonight, Mildred. Get up here.
Back on top in June.
Yeah.
I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks.
Stomping on your dreams. McConnell, right?
Senate Republicans in Mitch McConnell, they oppose this.
They don't fucking oppose it. There's one party down there, folks. One party. And they're not there to help you. It's the same bullshit, right?
McConnell says they're not going to, Republicans are not going to cave and help the Democrats fund the government. We're not going to do it. We're holding firm. The fuck you are.
It's bullshit. It's the same fucking thing over and over. Nobody has any balls down there because they don't represent you to begin with. The entire thing is a sham. They roll out this fucking midget, this Yoda bitch, Janet Yellen, who looks like a combination between Benny Hill and Captain Kangaroo. She comes out and does a little two-step, a little Potomac two-step, goes back under her bridge where this troll bitch lives. It's all a sham. It's just the faces and names change. It's not this time. It's not Mnuchin. Right? Another fool. It's Yellen. Unfortunately, it's always the same assholes in the Senate, though. And then the House. It's all about ripping you the fuck off. That's what it's about. They're going to raise the debt ceiling. They're going to pass whatever they need to pass, and they're going to stick it straight up your ass. And it doesn't matter if it's Schumer or McConnell or anybody else. That's the way it fucking goes down. That's the way it's going to happen. And that's the way it's supposed to happen because they don't represent you. They don't give a fucking shit about you. And until you wake up and figure that out, you're going to keep being manipulated, and that tax burden and the debt burden that they are piling on your back is going to get heavier. And that grave they're digging for you is going to get deeper. So let's just cut the bullshit with the fucking stories about the fucking debt ceiling. Fuck out of here. Speaking about taking out the papers in the trash, let's talk about Dr. Fauci. He's all about the cash. Fauci says it may be that we will have to boost people intermittently. What, you expected something different? Public health officials may want to boost people intermittently with vaccines for the Chinese coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci told Face the Nation's Margaret Brennan on Sunday. Brennan asked Fauci if people will need to be boosted every 6 to 8 months, and he left the door open to that possibility. 6 to 8 months. You watch what this fucking midget does. Sure, he says, yeah, sure, 6 to 8 months, why not? And before you know it, this corrupt midget fool will move the goalpost closer. Well, I can see it. I mean, fucking, you can book it. We said 6 to 8 months, but it's really 2 to 3. They want you fucking stepping in the doctor's office and getting 4 jabs a year. That's like $1,000 a head for the rest of your life. You're going to be a fucking prisoner. Oh, I mean a customer for the rest of your life. Making big pharma big money. None of this shit works. Folks, you wouldn't need a fucking booster shot if the first 2 jabs worked. Of course, they told you that it worked. And now they're telling you the booster works. If it worked, it's insane. If you, a vaccine is something that you get once or occasionally, like tetanus every 10 years. But once you're vaccinated for something, you don't go back every fucking year. That's not a vaccine. That's a flu shot. It's a scheme. If it was an actual bona fide vaccine that worked, you don't go every fucking couple months. What is this? This is becoming gene treatments now. It's not even a vaccine. You're undergoing treatments. You're part of a experiment. Do you understand this? I guess folks don't. They pitch these things as stopping COVID and protecting you from getting it now. They're saying, well, yeah, well, we were wrong about that. I mean, nobody expected that to work. They continue to move the goalposts on a regular basis. The front man, Fauci, you saw him. He's being handled by professionals now, and he's completely insane. They shouldn't allow him to do any more interviews. He's real close to cracking. And he keeps showing his colors, his partisan colors. I mean, he's anything but a medical professional. He's a fucking scumbag arch criminal. And we'll have more on that in the coming days, perhaps an interesting interview shaping up, but we'll see how these things play out. And Fauci is talking about you being on a fucking fake vaccine treadmill for the rest of your adult or childhood life, the rest of your American life, hunting and searching for immunity that's going to last. And guess what? It's not going to happen because the products they put out there are dog shit. And people are lining up happily to put them in their bodies. Not bright people. Not bright people. You know, I said before, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. But Fauci, you know, he's about keeping you safe and making his friends a lot of money. Of course, when something bad happens to you from getting your vaccines, fake vaccines, nobody seems to give a fuck about you. Do you notice that? you get your shot, you get your jab at the doctor, you have an adverse reaction. It could be anything from mild skin or irritation and infections to fucking inflamed hearts to blood clots to a lot of other things, convulsions, and you go back to the doctor and they say, well, don't come here.
You fucked up. You trusted us.
Don't come here and go to the hospital. Oh, thanks. And we've said for a long time these things don't work. They have to roll out these boosters, right? Try to get people lined up. More business, more money, more cash, more fear. It's actually fucking crazy. I don't know what this story's about. Sometimes the young bucks, they pick out fantastic stuff, but I don't know. All the stories, I don't alter the stories. So if I skip over something, it's on pain.tv the next day, or actually the day you're listening to it. We talked about this last night, right, about the Ninth Circuit. Well, fuck it, let's give it a quick once over. White House quietly delays vaccine mandate as another federal judge objects. Yet another federal court has decided to block the Biden White House's COVID mandate, only this time the judge focused on a requirement for healthcare workers to either get the jab or say goodbye to their jobs. Earlier this month, a judge in Texas blocked the White House from enforcing some of its mandate by way of large corporations. Now a different federal district judge, this time in Missouri, is blocking the Biden administration from enforcing a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in some 10 states. Meanwhile, as more courts object to the mandate, the White House is quietly telling federal agencies they can hold off on firing federal workers for not complying with the vaccine mandate until after the holidays. That's according to a memo obtained by the media on Monday. According to Biden-loving ABC News, this change, which has not yet been publicly announced, comes as President Biden is putting pressure on private employers to launch their own mandates. Folks, it's just a fucking scam. It's a mob. It's a cartel. They came up with the idea, you know what? We'll just put this out here. It doesn't even matter if it gets shot down in the courts. By that time, a lot of people who are on the fence about getting the jabs will step up and get the jabs. These are not bright people. This is what they think. Will threaten their jobs, will threaten their livelihoods, and they'll have to get the jabs. That's all it's about. These guys are just fucking pimps and whores for drug pushers. And de facto, they're drug pushers themselves. They're dealers. They're drug dealers. That's all. Biden's a drug dealer. They're all drug dealers. Fauci's a drug dealer. He represents drug dealers. It's about selling more fucking things to put in your body that you don't need. At least back in the day when you went out and got fired up on a weekend, you had fun doing this shit. I don't think convulsions and blood clots and inflamed hearts and collapsing is a lot of fun. So his mandates are shitting in the bed. I should say shitting his pants just like he did at the Vatican. But anyway, folks, it's falling apart. That's another court. I think we're on three or four federal courts who have told him, it's not working, man. It's not working. And they keep rolling Fauci out, rolling him out. You know what he said about Tucker Carlson, just out of nowhere. And critics of what's going on is completely insane. And it's being coached. It's something that, you know, if I was on the other side as a consultant back in the day, I would coach him to say. I'd say, look, you're getting fucking beat up here. You got to go on offense. You have to go out there. When you do your appearances, you have to declare that anyone who criticizes you or the government or the mandates, anybody who does that is killing people. Now, that's going to be effective. And you usually get some pushback, right? Well, that's exactly what he said about Tucker Carlson and anybody who's against. They're killing people. Are you going to get some headlines from that? Make sure you don't, I tell them, make sure you don't mention the fact that you funded the torturing of dogs and the torturing of monkeys on more than one occasion, the torturing of dogs and the death of dogs on more than one occasion. Make sure you don't mention that. Always make counter-allegations.
People can say whatever they want, but if they disagree with me, they're killing people.
It's very powerful. Like he said just a day ago. What did he say? The reporter said, there's a lot of pressure from the GOP side of the Senate. We're very critical of your role in this.
That's okay. I'll be saving lives, and they'll be lying.
See how he does it? That's somebody who's being coached. He hasn't said this stuff before. It's reached critical mass. They know that he's taking a lot of damage out there. He doesn't have the fucking juice that he used to have, so he has to come out strong. Say that being criticized by Tucker Carlson and other folks is a badge of honor, right? That formulates solidarity, at least half the country. It's certainly his base. Who doesn't like Tucker Carlson to begin with? They don't realize that Tucker Carlson is probably more liberal than they are, given his pedigree and where he worked before Fox. You have to look at these things, folks. But this guy is funded. He funded the experiments with coronaviruses in Wuhan, and we talked about that. Right, so he has to come out strong. He lied about everything about vaccine fucking efficacy to wearing masks to everything else. You name it, he lied about it. So he has to come out strong. And I noticed also this week that Rand Paul is back out criticizing. Rand Paul, what the fuck did you do about it for almost 2 years? Nothing. He just talked about it. That's all these guys do in D.C. They just talk. See, they're all on the same side, even though they make you think they're not. Actions speak louder than words. Didn't your mama ever tell you that? Didn't your mama ever tell you that? And by opposing Fauci, Rand Paul gets a lot of face time on the networks, etc. He's not serious about doing anything to Fauci. He spent billions of dollars for years building this scheme in China and outside of China. No one has fucking even looked into it. Why hasn't anybody asked for Fauci to release his finances? See how many millions he's racked up on a government salary? How many kickbacks, legal or not, he's received from Big Pharma? How many pieces of patents he's gotten for pharmaceuticals, for drugs, for treatments? I mean, fuck out of here. Nobody's serious in D.C. about exposing him. Fuck out of here. Understand that it's a game, folks, and you'll be empowered. You will be empowered. Don't waste your time and energy on this other than to understand that you're up against it, and then you make choices accordingly. Let's talk about the parade attack in Wisconsin. That didn't last in the media long, did it? That's what happens when the dude is black and the
hey, we just found out.
This is like the newsroom. Any major newsroom.
Just found out the guy who ran all those people over, he's a black guy. Oh, yeah. All right. I know, it's terrible. What are we going to do?
won't forget about the story. 7 children are still recovering in the hospital 1 week after the deadly ambush. So if you have some room in your prayers for them, your Christmas prayers, let's throw them into it. As we listen to a little older tunes, etc. That's still going on. Of course, the media forgot about it like it never happened. What a fucked up country. The media is gone. It's kaput. It's kaput. It's everything Thomas Jefferson feared it would become. Jefferson said when the media falls, it's over. No longer serves its purpose of checks and balances on government. It's over. Well, they become part of government. It was over a long time ago. And Jefferson was a bright guy, but don't tell the assholes in New York that they just took a statue down because he owned slaves. Took his statue out of city council chambers. Somebody on Pain.TV had an interesting post that said, the dude whose New York was named after, the entire state of New York, he owned a lot of slaves too, so you don't hear anything about him, though. Changing the name of the New York. They're not going to change New York's name.